Welcome to the Daydream Podcast. I'm Jamie, I'm with Adrian, of course.
Yes, you are.
And together we are Daydream.
No, that just sounds like we're a really shitty boy band.
Well.
Is the JGM podcast
look,
ever
Jamie,
said
that? Sorry. Look, I want to interrupt right now. We need to hurry up because we need to finish at 5:30 because I'm going to get a parking ticket. So this is going to be a real quick episode today.
This is for the cause. One, this is for the cause. You have to do everything for the cause, for the podcast, for the people.
All right, so we're going to ask for donations for my parking ticket that I will be receiving.
Two, don't fucking interrupt me when I'm doing the intro. That's my job. That's the only reason why I'm here. This is episode 5 of the JGM podcast. We're back after another week of a bye.
Another bye.
We had the bye again. Truthfully, we were just lazy. I texted Adrian last week. I'm like, mate, I don't think I'm going to be bothered. He's like, yeah, no, me neither.
I was kind of just sitting there. I was actually in a meeting doing some casting directing, and I was in the meeting, and I got that text. I'm like, sorry, I just got to reply to this. And it's the only time I've ever replied to Jamie on time. Only time.
Was the only time when I'm like, oh, don't bother.
Yeah, and it's the one time. Usually he's like, so are we ready? You want to do this? You want to do that? And I won't reply for a couple of months.
On that note, you are officially, like it is confirmed that you are officially the worst reply of a text message in history.
Yeah, definitely.
I literally waited a week for you to reply. You still didn't reply. I sent you another message. You still didn't reply. I sent you another message. Then you finally replied and like, mate, look, I've been busy.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. But after a week, I would have thought there was, you know,
look,
I'll be okay.
Honest. You know, when I'm like one of those guys who like says to myself, all right, look, I'm busy at the moment. If he really needed me, he would have called me.
I don't call people.
Therefore, I will text him later. And in my head, I say, in an hour when everything's done. And then I forget. And then you text me again. And then I'll do the exact same thing over again. And then I forget. And then
I don't think I've called anyone in my life. So
really?
That's not happening. Yeah.
I always call. If I'm bored with texting, because the minute someone's like writing long messages, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to write a long ass message. I'm just going to call them. Like, that's just how I run.
Yeah. I can't be bothered talking to people. Just text them.
Well, I'm one of those people who, like, I love talking on the phone. Well, I like talking in general. You know that. But
really? Didn't know that.
Nah.
That's why I'm doing the podcast.
Let's be honest.
Talking.
This is the Adrian podcast with Jamie intros.
Yeah, well.
Well, not today.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's not my job. Anyway.
I'll
do the outro then.
You'll do the outro. Can you do the outro, but it'll be at me running out the door, going to pay my parking.
All right, he's running away and we're going to go. Okay, bye.
Yeah, that'll be it.
That's the outro. Don't subscribe to us, just bye.
Yeah, don't subscribe. Fuck it. Bye.
But on a better note, our mics are sounding very good. We're not in the room we were last time.
Nah.
But so it sounds it's a bit reverby.
Reverb. It just sounds like an antichrist Furby.
Actually, like we said last time, it sounds like a dirty word. Like, ooh, look at the reverb.
Look at that reverb.
Check out the reverb on that.
But you said reverb.
A little bit of reverb, if you know what I mean.
Major flashback of like, you know, remember Furbies? Like the little like the bird thing, whatever the fuck they were. Like you're talking about the refurby, and I'm like, it sounds like the antichrist. It's like the evil one, like.
Yeah, that's what my Furby was called.
Has someone made a movie about like
this? This is the refurb. It's been refurbished.
Can we please call this episode refurby? Like
refurbed,
just, but like
it's refurbed, like refurby. Yeah,
refurbed, refurby.
Refurb the refurbished Furby.
And at this point, 16 listeners tuned out.
Well, we only have 17, so
let's be honest. All of those views are me. It's just every
listens.
Time.
Yeah,
listens, views. Yeah. Fuck you.
But like, yeah, so our mics are actually really good this time.
Yeah, we got two of the matching ones. Usually Jamie's on the shittiest of shitty mics. And yeah. I'm on the mic.
Well, I mean, my voice is shit in general, but it's as good as it can sound.
You know what I've realised is that you actually have a crisp low voice that it doesn't matter what mic you're on.
Oh, thank you.
But the way you did that was like, oh, thanks. Oh, jeez.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the JGM podcast.
Can we... Next episode's going to be the most sexual thing you've ever seen.
Love songs and dedications.
Love songs. I'm waiting for someone to like send in, you know, what do you call it? What's those ones where you do like fan mails of like fan stories? What do you call them? What are they called?
Fan mail?
No, like where they people write fan fiction.
Fan fiction, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for the fan fiction. It's just like the sexual tension between between Jamie and Adrian.
And we have to act it out. Did you see the Friends fan fiction on Jimmy Kimmel?
No.
Are you a fan of Friends?
I like Friends.
Yeah, there was a fan fiction with Jennifer Aniston, Lisa Kudrow, and... Courtney Cox, and they came on the show, and then Jimmy Kimmel had his own fan fiction, and he got them to reenact it, and he played Ross, and he pretended that he had killed Joey and Chandler, and then they were acting it out, and they were doing like all the like crappy little jokes like, no one told you life was ever going to be this way. Clap, 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 clap. And all that kind of stuff. And like, they were playing it off. Like those three were acting like, or the three girls, I should say, were acting like they didn't want to be there. So playing that sort of role,
okay.
Like they were disgusted to be there, and he was all excited.
Yeah,
but really it was just them playing it. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh,
it's like awesome. The Friends reunion that never was without those two.
Friends reunion. I want to see that right now. Like I want to stop this podcast and we'll watch it on YouTube.
No, let's not do that. We don't have time.
Yeah, and said, one, we don't have time. Two, there's going to be people running inside and outside.
Yeah, you probably hear them. We've got good Atmos. Probably here in the background.
I want to do one in like an episode in a cafe or something like that. Like, what do you think? Where should we do? Like, should do like an episode.
Or in like an alley or something.
Yeah, in an alleyway. Yeah,
in an alley.
What?
In alley, the person.
Oh.
In alleyway.
You want to go in alley's way, do you?
Well, yeah, you know, we're going to be live.
Who's alley?
There'll be some reverb there.
She's refurbishing.
To the JG podcast.
And that is why Jamie's been sacked for intros, outros, and the middle talk.
Okay.
Now it's just me now.
You got your wish.
Oh,
really? All you wanted was get me in, get us up high, and then sack me.
I'm sorry. What did you say? Sack me or suck me?
No, sack me.
This fan fiction's getting way too real.
Oh, shit. I'm reading off the script. Oh, let's chuck that away.
This one's been sent from Jadrian Lover 35.
I did sign that contract and I forgot to read it, so I probably should go back and do that.
What contract?
That we signed, that you made me sign to do this podcast.
Oh, I made you sign.
Yeah. It probably said like episode 95, the sacking.
The sacking.
Actually, I did get sacked week one.
I sacked you a couple of times.
I got sacked week one for 2 weeks.
It sounds really dirty. We should stop saying it like that. We should say fired.
Okay,
that
fired.
That sounds better because sacked sounds like I'm sacked having you.
I got fired or let go. I got let go week one for 2 weeks, but then you reinstated me quickly.
Yeah, I'm a pretty.
You needed someone to do intros.
It's funny that I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself without the intros of Jamie. Like, I wouldn't know how to do it. I like how
this week we've actually gone for like sort of running or not a running or, but things we want to talk about. So there's no dead air. And I like how you've got like down the bottom, you've got just banter.
So much banter.
Like that's not so like, much like banter. That's not what we would do every week.
Yeah.
We would just stand there with dead air and no banter.
No banter whatsoever. It's pretty much our whole podcast. We're hitting 7 minutes 37. I'm pretty happy with
this. I know, yeah. We're peaking early, though.
But yeah, I need to go in like 10.
Okay, no worries. We'll finish this up then. We'll get the outro started right now. It'll take 10 minutes at least.
We'll put in the music so that I don't have to be. So we're just like, dude.
Finals on iTunes, finals on Stitcher, and all that good stuff. And we'll see you next one.
Can you imagine?
You should just end
we're the biggest ripoff. Like, we just got signed onto Stitcher. We're on iTunes, everything. Every episode's been about an hour, 15.
Yeah, we signed like a multi-million dollar deal.
And then like, we're just like, first episode back after the break. And 7 minutes.
We say like two jokes and we're like, that's it for the show. We'll catch you next week. And then we don't bother doing next week because we're just too lazy.
Well, dude, speaking of lazy and my phone going off.
Yeah, can we ignore that?
Yeah, sorry. My phone's going nuts. It's to do with the directing stuff, but we'll talk about that later. But dude, like, we're so lazy, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I've been watching Dexter for like 2 or 3 weeks straight, and every time I go do something, I'm just like, look, I can't make it. I'm too busy.
Yeah.
I've got something to watch.
Got something to do. But it's funny because I've been so busy. But you know when you're so busy and then you get home and you're like, I've still got things to do, but you go, fuck it. Like, you go to sleep, you have a nap. Have you ever done that? Like, slept
all
through
the time.
Something?
Like, I've had like a marathon to do and like a big essay to do and like a, you know, a speech to do and got to go up on stage in front of 10,000 people.
Yeah.
I'm just like, nah, I'll just go to sleep. It's fine.
That's it. That's what I've basically, every day this week, I've been constantly, constantly busy. And I'm doing a lot of the grad projects because at JMC we're getting close to that trimester where we need to be doing grad films. And
shout out
to all the grad films. So I'm doing the casting directing for a lot of them. And honestly, like, it's good when you start it out, but then when multiple projects are running, it gets so hectic.
Yeah,
there's just no time.
And you probably think, oh, this is a big role to be doing. This is an awesome role. And then by the end of it, halfway through, you're like, oh. Jeez, can't I just cast the first person?
Well, because that's it. Like, usually, especially if you're only doing one project, you spend your whole time on it and you're like, this is it, I'm ready to do it. But when you're doing like three or four, you're just sitting there and you're like, you can't remember which one was from which one. So you have to like, I'm not the most organized bloke in the world.
Really?
Yeah, because I mean.
You reply to my text every time, I thought you were.
Yeah, I am pretty well organized. No, I'm terrible. But like, I'll sit there and I'll like go over in my head like, oh, I want that actor for this role. I want this one. And then you realize that was for a different audition. You're like,
oh, you mean Steve Buscemi wasn't for that one?
Yeah, Steve Buscemi.
He was for something else.
No, I got Clint Eastwood. He's all right.
Oh, yeah.
He'll do. But, you know.
That's a good choice. Actually, no, but that's very true. Like, when we were doing our short films.
Yeah.
Sort of, I really wanted to just focus on one because I edited one of them. So yeah. I just wanted to focus on that, even though I wasn't doing any other role.
Yeah.
I just wanted to focus on that. But then I had to go and had to do a role on another one. I was the what do you call it? Clapper.
So I've been doing clapping.
So that
too.
Was a big role. Yeah. And I didn't get a credit, which was annoying. I wasn't in the credits for the clapping, but
when he talks about being a clapper, he doesn't mean the clapperboard guy. He means like the studio audience laughter. Like,
yeah, no, I'm the guy. Every time like a crew member drops a joke, I'm just like, "Well done,
Do the clap. Do the clap."
Well, I can't because I'm holding the mic, but it'd sort of be something like this. That was my role, and unfortunately, it's only a crew role, so
clapper. I don't get credits for it. Shout out to Old Republic Rescue Mission, but I've been doing they've been starting shoot now, and they got like a lot of, they raised like almost 10 grand to fund that film, and you're all like 10 grand, that's fucking nothing, but for student films that's a lot of money. And they're doing like 14 shooting days, and they needed me from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. and I thought I was being camera grip, so I rock up and I'm like, oh yeah, I won't have to do jack shit. They're like, oh, we already have an AC and there's only one camera, so he'll just grip for you. Can you do continuity?
Oh.
Now, if you are a film person, you know that continuity is the worst job in the world.
It's probably one of the most important as well.
But it is, yeah. But I wrote, I didn't actually tell you about this. This is one story we can finally say on the podcast. I was sitting there and I was like, we're all laughing. We're all pretty good mates too. So we're all becoming really good friends. And it's like the second day of shooting, I come on set and they're like, oh,
really? I fucking hate you.
Yeah. That's why you weren't on set. continuity. And then I was doing clapper as well.
Yeah.
So in between, I'd be going between back and forth. So I couldn't really have time to write down all the details for continuity.
That's exactly what I did.
Yep.
On the film that I was editing as well. So I not only had to do the clapping, I had to look out for continuity as well, which is, it disrupts what you're doing.
Yeah. It does. And that's why I had no time to write anything about descriptions. So I asked like the director, I'm like, how much do I have to write? He goes, as simple as you want. And I'm like, really? As simple as I want? So I'd write the scene number, take, what shot it is. And then I'd put a tick or a cross. Right. There was three mediums. There was Narbro, which means there was not a good take. So I write Narbro.
Oh, I thought that meant yes.
Was an all right one, was meh, that was okay. And
that'd be sort of like, no, not really, but okay.
Yeah, and then I'm pretty sure like the tick was fully sick. Yeah, so it
of
was
course.
Fully sick.
Had to be
fully sick.
Like Thorpey says.
Thorpey.
But I think that would be okay if you were editing as well. That'd be fine because you know your own references. But if you're not editing,
yeah, but it's funny because we kept playing pranks because he was doing data wrangling as well. I don't know if you did the data wrangling on yours.
Oh, yeah, I did.
But there was a data wrangler, and he basically, for those who don't know, data wrangler is the guy who gets the information together.
Essentially, you just transfer the footage
onto
whatever
And he was the editor as well. So he's on set for no reason, but he's helping with catering. So that was nice of him. And then he'd sit there, and I walk in, and I'm just like, so you want the good news or the bad news? And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, look, the bad news is... everything's fucked. We only got audio and we only recorded in between takes. Now, I didn't tell the DOP that I was making this joke. So she is freaking the fuck out. Like, what? And she starts screaming like, what the hell? No, it didn't. I'm pretty sure we did it fine. I'm the one who pressed the button, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I had to like break it to her. I'm like, no, we were joking. So now the editor hates me. The DOP hates me.
Yeah, that's with a joke like that, like
knocks two birds out with one stone.
With any joke, if you don't tell the right person, it's like, oh shit.
Yeah, but like, and then he's like, so it's all good. He goes, well, what was the good news then? If that was the bad news, I'm like, oh yeah. So I've done the descriptions, and he goes, oh yeah, give it to me. And he looks, and he's just like, what the fuck is this?
That's the bad news.
That's the bad news. But it made it seem less bad compared to what I told him.
Yeah, he was like, he was fine after that. Actually, that's a good way to break it to him.
Yeah, I thought. It was accidental, I'll be honest. I want to say it was planned, but it wasn't. But
yeah. Well, I mean, if that's the worst news, I mean, I suppose that's kind of still pretty bad.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're using, but...
Yeah, it was quite funny, though. But, it's funny because he's one of those people who gets easily riled up and you're just like, oh, those are the most fun to poke at.
Yeah. And especially if they, like, with an editing role or something, if they're taking it really seriously. Like, oh shit, what am I? Because you know what, as especially an editor, you don't want to go through all, you spend enough time editing, you don't want to go through all the footage and have to look at it.
Especially because it was a grad project too. So I think that made it, like, far worse.
Yeah, that's true.
I think if it was another project, then I think we'd be fine.
Yeah, like Triathlon or something when you're just sort of...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can sort of still make mistakes.
Yeah.
Because you're still learning.
Yeah, well, you're learning. You live and you learn, and that's how we do it, I think. So, but good banter though.
Yeah, that's quality.
Quality banter. But what about you? Like, so what are you doing now currently? Like, working on any of this stuff?
No, we're on holidays now.
There we are. Unless you're us, which was, we should have been on holiday a week ago, but we're doing assignments.
Really?
Did you hand yours in on time?
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Last week was because we get 3 weeks off. Last week was the last week to do assignments. Now it's just 2 weeks off of watching shit.
Mine wasn't that until about 10 minutes ago where I just passed. I don't want to make everyone feel like a downer, but been quite ill and have things to deal with and basically missed like first 6 weeks of school for the new trimester.
Oh, if I didn't know any better, I would have just said you couldn't be bothered turning up.
Can I be honest? Like, if it wasn't to do with that, I probably still would have missed it. Like,
exactly.
I missed. So basically, I rock up last week of try.
You rocked up, you didn't roll up?
Oh, fucking rock and roll. basically, I rock up and I've handed in everything and I've told my mates that they're like, oh, how'd you go? And I'm like, oh yeah, got 90 on the OB and you know, gonna find out my result for the essay, which should be okay, but you know, either way I'm gonna pass, even if I get the worst mark ever. And he goes, well what did you get on the first one? I'm like, you mean the OB? 90, I told you. And he goes, no, the first one. And I was like, I'm sorry. And because I missed the first 6 weeks, I didn't know there was a first assignment to do. So I'm freaking the fuck out to talk to our lecturer, Pav. I'm freaking out. I'm like, how do I break it to him? So I'm like, you know what? Do it before I tell him. Do it and be like, oh, it's here. And then do that. Well, I run into him today, don't I? Because we need to get the mics off him. And he's just like,
and just to clarify, that's microphones. Not Mike.
Got to get Mike.
Don't need Mike. No, nobody's friends with Mike.
No one likes Mike.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Especially we have a lot of trouble with Mike.
Mike with a K is okay, but not with a C.
Nah, we have a lot of trouble with Mike. Yeah.
That's why we dropped him. But anyway, continue. Yeah, we just dropped him.
It's terrible. But yeah, so I tell him and he's just like, you know what, mate? The fact that you went to that much effort shows me that it's not like you deliberately didn't do it. I'm like, thank you. I didn't though.
I know, but it's funny because
probably, if it wasn't for that, he probably would have thought that.
Yeah.
And and then he's basically like, look, mate, don't worry. You're going to pass. I promise you, you'll pass. I'm like, it's a beautiful moment.
Yeah, that was true. It was like an award-winning speech that you had, tearing up.
Speaking of award-winning.
I want to thank my lecturers and...
I want to thank everybody.
I want to thank people. I want to thank my illness for being, you know.
Your eldest?
No, my illness.
Illness. Yeah. I thought you said your eldest. No. Like, you have a kid? When the fuck did that happen? But speaking of awards, I hear that the films you're working on are up for Martini Awards.
Firstly, I just want to congratulate you on that segue.
On my segue?
It was seamless.
Seamless segue, yeah.
Absolutely seamless. Oh, okay. Secondly, yeah, we've had two of the three films you worked on got...
Sorry, I'm still laughing at that.
Two of the three films we worked on got nominated for the Martini Awards, which is, if I'm not wrong, that's awards that we have here at JMC for excellence in certain things.
Areas.
Yeah. So a couple of our films got nominated. I think it's like best overall film, mm-hmm. best sound design, best directing, best short film.
Is this for your one?
It's for two of the three that we worked on.
Nice.
Oh, was there one of the two that I worked on.
Was there one that didn't get any noms?
Yeah, there was.
Which one was that? Oh, wait, let's not name it. But
no, it was the first one.
I don't know what the first one was.
Well, I'll tell you after. But anyway, it's not important.
No, not that you don't get...
No, the important thing is almost everyone worked on every film, so everyone technically
Everyone gets one. That's good.
Yeah, as a group nomination.
But that's what I think about it, is that, I mean, I remember last year's one, so I was... We had a couple of things. Nothing got nominated. Just nothing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be rough. See, and this thing is, this is an internal thing. So it's for everyone at JMC, but it's still nice to be recognised.
Oh, but it's a lot bigger, though, because, like, have you been doing a Martini Awards?
No.
All right, so basically, I couldn't go because this sounds like it's such a bad, like, joke, but it's not. Like, it's a serious thing, so we're not...
I got nominated for the cocktails instead.
You thought about that. You're just like, I'm thinking. His mind was ticking over as he's thinking about that.
Well, see, I don't know anything about alcohol, so I'm just like, martini alcohol. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. All right. But so basically, I missed last year's because I got suited up and everything. I wasn't even nominated or anything. I just wanted to go.
You
there.
Missed something. That's a surprise.
Yeah, it was Astor Theatre. You're not going to feel so good when I tell you why. My cat died.
You turn up to next year's instead. And you're like, oh shit.
Yeah,
this is wrong.
Yeah, no, it's just like no. So my cat passed away. I was like, so I had to. I was like at the place about to walk in, and I got the text, shit. And I was like, fuck. And like, so I'm in my suit. It looked like I was already mourning. I go back, and I'm like, the irony in me wearing a suit is just incredible. But yeah, it was an unfortunate time.
Didn't have to change clothes.
That's pretty good. It's funny because like I can make jokes about it now, but I remember last year I was inconsolable.
Oh, dude, I would be as well.
It's like, so it's, but this year, so for me to get it, I haven't even mentioned, I got nominated for Best Musical Score for a film. For In the Back of My Mind, which is a pretty big deal at the moment.
I haven't seen it.
Hey?
Haven't seen it. Oh, well.
The film.
Would I have seen it?
I don't know. I've missed a lot of class.
Has it been, like, released?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I got Best Musical Score. So I was like, fuck. So, like, and a lot of my other ex-classmates, they got, like, big noms. Like, so in the groups that you're in, I saw them and I'm like, who do I go for? It's like going for two teams and you're like,
grand final, like,
yeah, you got to pick one and I can't. Like, speaking of grand finals, though, this grand final weekend, boys and girls.
I hadn't noticed.
You hadn't noticed?
No.
Let's be honest. I'm a Geelong supporter, so I don't really...
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I believe the season's over.
For me, it's like just 10 years of torture, so, like, you know.
For you, it's like the EPL where there's no finals. It's just a league, like the fixture.
It's just end of the home and away season. It's like, okay, it's
over. Yeah, we didn't get the top point, but we didn't get the, what do you call it?
We didn't get the wooden spoon, so it's all good. Yeah. We win, technically.
Yep.
Technically, we finished second.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Sure, yeah, just agree with me. No, but so who are you going to go for? Hawthorn, Sydney?
I both of them, honestly. I'm a Geelong supporter, so... But I think I want Sydney to win just... Oh, purely because Geelong Hawthorn rivalry. I think that's it.
What more could Sydney want?
I think that's what pisses me off, is that I don't really want to go for Sydney because they bought everything. They bought all their players.
They were given the cost of living thing.
And then it got taken away, thank God. But
yeah, and then they had a sook about it.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, but we got to pay Bondi
houses. How long do you want it for? Exactly, we've got to pay for our 4-story mansion.
Fucking Bondi.
No, they get Buddy for a bullshit.
I want them price. To rename them from the Sydney Swans to the Bondi Billionaires, please. I just want that.
Bit of alliteration. I'm really...
You just add in a bit of alliteration there.
I'm just... It's the director's commentary.
It's just like you're the... it's like what it is. Like, how can you do a director's commentary on audio? Would you do the opposite?
A director's commentary is audio.
No, on an audio piece.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You just have it at a lower level.
No, you know what we do? We do a visual one. So the director's commentary is visual.
We'll just buzz in a little bit there.
Oh, sorry, mate. I'll probably unplug something.
Yeah, well, you know, it'll be an alternative audio track when we release it, you know, when we release season one.
I think we should do it and like do a director's thing, but you do the video instead of, so the opposite. Oh, right. So when you see films, you have the
video. What's the video of, though? It's going to be animated.
No, we're going to have us sitting here going like signed language of like commentary of the audio.
That would be gold. But getting
pretty
back to
funny.
Our main topic, I think I'm not sure who I want to win because I just, I don't know. It's not that I hate Geelong. It's just,
yep.
They're just, I just get sort of envious of the position they're in,
yeah,
the position they've been in. And Sydney, I just, like, what else do they want?
Well, Geelong aren't in the grand final, so you're all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I think the cool thing about clubs like Geelong, Fremantle, Port Adelaide is that they're kind of rebuilding in the eight.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, Freo maybe not, but next year they will be. So depending on how they go next year, if they have Frawley. Yeah, I'm just looking at that now. We're looking at the sound thing at the moment.
I'm not sure if that's on mute or not.
A bad, bad feeling about this.
No, I think
this.
We're fine. No, but anyway.
But yeah, so but speaking of footy.
What are your predictions?
What was that?
What are your predictions?
Look, I think Sydney will smash them.
Really? Smash them?
And I'm not talking like, oh, like it's going to be close like at all. I think maybe it'll be close to about half time, but then Sydney by like 30, 40 points. I don't see Hawthorn after last week's effort. I mean, Port are brilliant. Port, like, I will rate that as the best game all year, and the team that won shouldn't have.
You know what? I heard a rumour, like, about, I think, it was like around 12 or might have been a bit later, that yep. Port were, they were doing a really, 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 like, tough training regime. Yes, that's why they yes. that's why they lost games. That's why probably why Melbourne and that got so close to them, even though we played really well. Yeah. That's why other teams, you know, got beat really
them.
Close to them.
And yeah. Adelaide beat
and,
them.
Yeah, and Adelaide beat them and everything. And, like, it was, like, heard that, like, around finals time, they're going to come good and play really well. And that's what they did. And that's they were just unlucky to miss out. That holding the ball decision was absolute bullshit.
Yeah, it should have been holding the ball.
It was disgusting. It and the one before that when, I can't remember who it was, but for Port, he got caught holding the ball but with about a minute to go.
Oh, yeah, and it wasn't holding it. It wasn't.
They got it into their 450 Hawthorn, and then Port got it back. And then about 2 seconds to go, it was a tackle that should have been ball yeah. in the context of the game and yeah. to what happened a minute beforehand, and it wasn't called.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, they I reckon if they hadn't made it, they probably would have won. I reckon they could have beaten Sydney.
Yeah, I agree on the fact that they're just I think they're everyone's second favourite team now.
And in fact, if they hadn't made top four, they probably would have helped them as well.
They would be in the grand final. Yeah. There would be no question. There would be they'd be on the other side of the draw. They would have versed Sydney. Heck, if they
could have lost to Sydney and then come back and
if Port had kept their consistency up, they could have got third and taken Geelong and beaten Hawthorn.
Yeah,
that first week, because I just can't see Hawthorn winning after last week's effort. I just cannot see it. But then again, I'll probably when people are watching listening to this the week after, and they'll see that you know, Hawthorn's won or something, and I'll look like the biggest prick, like, oh, you Geelong scum, you know. But like, it's just how it looks at the moment. You can't see. From what Sydney's paid for, you assume they're going to win the flag. And if they get anything less, it's a fail.
Yeah, and they'll probably blame Cole for it or something.
Yeah, Hawthorn, though. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Hawthorn, all year, are the ones who deserve this final.
Well, they're probably the ones that... I mean, it's a bit weird saying it, but they're probably the ones that have flown sort of under the radar almost.
Yeah,
They've just won and just been going on about their business.
I mean, like, because everyone's just said, like, other than the first five rounds, that Sydney's got it. Like, it's just been Sydney. And no one's kind of given Hawthorn a chance. But I watch Hawthorn and I say they're a football side. Not because of their...
Yeah, they're not...
They're the best playing team. They have the best
players. They're a champion team, not a team of champions.
Exactly. And we all saw that for a lot of grand finals. There was Geelong St Kilda 09. The team... Geelong was a champion team. And St Kilda had a team of champions like Lenny Hayes, Nick Riewoldt, yeah. Lee Montagna, Stephen Milne, all those people, and they just couldn't do it. And then you see, like, who else is there? There's a lot of examples of that. Even 2012, when Hawthorn had those stars like Buddy Franklin, and they were all known as individuals but not a team.
Yeah.
And then Sydney were just a team. Yeah. And then they won.
Although I think they're both really champion teams.
Oh, yeah. Now they are. But they weren't in 2012. Hawthorn have... After the 2012 loss, made themselves all about
the team.
And
especially losing Buddy.
Yeah. And since losing Buddy, they're all about the team. And when they won the flag last year, they were about the team. It's never been about an individual, whereas Sydney has been about, if we don't have Buddy, we don't have Tippett, we're fucked.
Mm.
We don't have Goods, we're fucked. We don't have Luke Parker, one of the...
Yeah. Well, you look at Geelong, and like they've got this amazing record over the past like
mm-hmm.
10 years. I think Travis mm-hmm. Varko's like got the third highest winning streak of all... Not streak, but winning percentage of all time.
Yep.
And then
Mackie has like the second.
Yeah. Oh, I think this is a bit low. But you look at like, and then Hawthorn, I mean, they're probably about the same. They haven't lost many in recent seasons.
But the problem with them is they're just so in and out with players. Yeah. But like Geelong, but you'll see now, and this is the bad thing. And I mean, as a Geelong supporter, I can't complain. But you're going to watch the league now and realise that free agency is going to ruin this whole thing.
It pretty much has, because it's, I mean, like... The smaller teams will get players that have like, or the lower teams will get players that are like got a couple of years left.
Yeah.
And the higher teams are going to get players that are coming out of contract and they want to go play for a premiership team or something.
And clubs now are realizing that free agency is going to do this. So you're going to watch teams trade year before free agency.
Dangerfield.
Dangerfield's a massive example. I hope he comes to Geelong because he's a Geelong boy, but he won't. He'll go to Melbourne or someone with a better pick. If he goes to Melbourne, you cannot...
That is the coup of the century.
That is the coup of the century. Can you imagine Bernie, Vince and
Dangerfield? Well, that's why... I mean, I exaggerate coup of the century, but that's why I'm sort of... I'm confident, and I've been hearing, well, not confident, but that's why I would imagine it could happen. And I'm hearing the rumor, I've heard this rumor for ages, for months, and it won't die.
Yeah, it's funny.
That he's been in talks with Melbourne and Bernie Vince.
And it's funny because you say that too, and then the rumor down at, like, because I'm part of a Geelong, like, Facebook page, and it's a group, and there's like 8,000 members. It's called Cats Nation, and everyone has been talking since mid-year, Dangerfield, right?
And like, that was it had always been dismissed, like, he's not going anywhere, he's staying.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And every Geelong supporter who didn't, like, who knew the facts were like, he has a contract, he just signed a contract, he will not be going anywhere. And then everyone's like, no, but Geelong, he's a Geelong boy, he'll come down, and he needs to come back to Victoria. And it's like, yes, but he hasn't talked to anyone. Now they're saying he's talked to Melbourne, he's going to talk to Geelong, and then he's going to talk to the Bulldogs.
I think at this stage they're like the logical teams.
Yeah.
Probably more Geelong, because he's a Geelong boy.
I think it's funny because we're saying the opposite of each other, but I think Melbourne purely because his mate's there. Because that's what Frawley's going to do. If Frawley and Mitch Clark come to Geelong, it's because of Jared Rivers alone and nothing else. And
I will say not so much Mitch Clark, but yeah, definitely Frawley.
And because fucking Rivers is Frawley's best man, or vice versa.
And that's the same with Dangerfield.
Yeah.
And Vince.
Yeah, so that's my point, is that, like, can you see them leaving? And I can see Dangerfield leaving. I can see Frawley leaving. I think Frawley's gone to Hawthorn.
I think he's already pretty much signed the contract, which I'm not... A year or 2 years ago, I would have been devastated by it, but based on this year...
He's not that good.
Based on this year, no.
I was talking it up.
And we would definitely get overs for him.
Look, I'll be honest. Like, when we went to that game, I'm like, oh, I'd love to have... Can't wait to have Frawley at Geelong. Like, a joke about it. And then you watch him and you're like, I really don't want him there because we'd be overspending it.
He got destroyed in the first half.
But can you imagine watching it and, like, from my perspective now and thinking we could lose a big player because we want a player who's not that great?
He is an All-Australian, and that speaks for itself. Like, in that All-Australian year, 2010...
Yeah,
it was a year that when we still, like, it was the best we've played in 10 years.
Yeah.
We still weren't that good, but he was All-Australian for a reason.
But that's the point, is that, like, yeah, okay, he's a great player, and I'll say that, and I'll commend him on
when
that.
When he's on, he certainly
but
is.
But when he's off, and we can't have people who are off, because we've got a big example in Hamish McIntosh at the moment.
But again, he did, like, halfway through the year, or even a bit before that, he just looked like he just gave up.
Yeah. I think Frawley...
Which tells a story of either he's going or... I mean, that really has, all it says is he's going.
I think the fact that he hasn't even there's no public announcement from his team of who he's looking at yet, makes me think it's Hawthorn. If it was Freo, he would have announced it now. Not saying, because you've got to wait till free agency. That's fair enough. You have to. There's a rule, like, you cannot even say you're going there.
Yeah.
But the club can say that. The club can say that they're going for him. Geelong made a public announcement day after they lost that semi-final, saying Chris Scott on radio, saying, we want Frawley now.
Did you hear Chris Scott on, I think it was on the couch, like 3 weeks before that?
No.
He was like, he said something about, like, you know, you look at our players, like our backline players, like blah, 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 blah. And Frawley's like, sorry, not Frawley, Mackie or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, shit. And I'm like, that is, like, wow.
I think, and he likes to be funny, but, like,
he was deadly serious, and when he said that, he's like, oh, fucked up.
Yeah. But the fact that now that he said that and he still hasn't made anything, because, all right, that's great. Like, I'm now regretting this decision, because if we get Frawley, Dangerfield will not be coming to Geelong because we cannot give him the money.
Yeah.
We have no money. No money whatsoever. Well, like, think about it. Like, do you see...
Yeah.
But, and I think, because supposedly now, this is the list of people Geelong are looking at. Frawley, Will Minson... Fucking Sean Higgins, what's his face from GWS? That ruckman.
Oh, what's his face?
Yeah, fucking that guy. and then I've said Frawley, have I? Frawley, and then fucking Dangerfield.
Yeah.
And Mitch Clark talked to Geelong today, makes me think, ah, fuck. So if we get both of those Melbourne blokes, that's great. We'll be the fucking Melbourne Cats. Great, awesome, cool. Because we'll have more Melbourne players than we have any other fucking player. But we're gonna have to get rid of people, dude. Like, the reason Geelong haven't announced their delisting list yet, because...
they probably don't know who to delist.
They don't know who they can get rid of because they need trade bait. Because delist someone, they're going to give away some for free, and they go, ooh, we'll take that one, and we're going to trade you. We want Stokes. The rumour is, if we want Dangerfield, we have to give up fucking Stokes. No, thank you.
Yeah, you wouldn't be stoked with that.
No.
But, I mean, like, the thing is, and like, because you've done, like, such a good job rebuilding...
Yeah. It'd be a waste of time. With
all
those
players, you're trying to pay them all good contracts and say to keep them there to stay. Because, like, you could rebuild quickly, then be back up again.
Like, the thing that pisses me off the most is that we rebuilt this year and we were fucking third position.
Yeah, you finished top four rebuilding.
Equal first, except for percentage. Well, shit.
Like, we do it. Fucking, we finish 17th and we think it's a successful year for rebuilding.
But that's what I'm trying to get at, is that... Don't change a winning formula and unless it's Dangerfield. Like, that's my new rule. Don't change anything unless it's Dangerfield. Even then. And then my dad made a joke, like, what happens if we ever got Ablett back?
Yeah, well, that's not happening now. Yeah. Well, he hasn't signed
the contract. But supposedly, my dad's like, Jimmy's getting old, isn't he? I'm like, he's like, what, 30? And he's like, yep, Jimmy's getting old. Think about it. Ablett comes back. We get Dangerfield. Selwood.
Ugh.
And I'm like, and then we get Selwood, the other brother. Oh, fuck off. Like, and I'm just like, but do you get my point now?
Yeah.
That is what the game is becoming. People like my father and other people joking around now saying, let's get this player. And now it's actually happening.
It's a
realistic,
yeah, it's a possibility.
Whereas back in the day, I remember in grade four, I was like, let's get David Wirrpondo. Like, I really want him. And everyone's like, but why? And I'm like, because he's the only one who will be traded. Because anyone who was traded back in the day was shit.
Yeah,
I mean, not that David Wirrpondo, he's a legend.
But now you see everyone, like, not that I can necessarily blame certain players, but like, they're all trying to return home.
Yeah, Beams.
Yeah, but that's fair enough.
Dude, they're going to be like,
personal reasons.
Collingwood's now side by side. We leave together. Like, like, it's just like O'Brien. Sorry, Hurtier Lumumba.
Yeah,
and fucking Beams gone, and then I mean, they'll get Mitch Clark.
But they're different stories for different reasons.
I don't like Hurtier's one because he's going if he comes to Melbourne, that's great.
No,
you don't want him?
Well, like, I think he's good enough to play in our best 22 every week, but just the baggage that he brings with him.
He's very complains a lot.
No, he's very deep.
But can I like, and my dad made this joke and like I thought it was funny. He's like, he's leaving because of racist remarks, right? Like, because of something that happened at the club, and the club's like, come on, mate, ease up. MCC have been known to not be as accepting of the ethnic type. So can you imagine he gets to the club? Oh, well, club.
I would imagine, like,
they kill all
anyone that any club is talking to him. I would imagine they'd be saying, look, you've got to, we get the
harden the fuck up.
More or less.
Yeah. But it's funny because, like, but do you see, like, Adam Goods is harden the fuck up about, like, yeah, okay, he complained about it a bit. But now he's shut up about it, don't you
think? Fucking diver.
Fucking diver. He didn't leave, though, did he? He didn't leave his club and go, nah.
No.
Because a supporter of his own team. Like, you know that? Just it, and people like Lance Franklin. Supposedly he's copped it more than anyone, but he's just like, ah, fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah, it's just different people.
And it's because I'm not saying, I'm not the one to talk because I care about what everyone thinks of me. But sometimes if you're a footballer, you've got to be a bit. I understand.
Yeah,
racism isn't on it, and I'm not for it, and I'm never for it. Heck, my girlfriend's Lebanese, so let's just clarify that I'm not like a racist or something. But I'm just saying, like, people cop a lot of shit for different reasons.
Yeah.
And as a footballer, unfortunately, there is the stereotype. Well, I think it's Aussie.
Yeah, but I think it's what you put first, and obviously he puts that first, which is fair enough.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's your decision. But
I think it depends. I think it also depends what you take as racism or offensive or, you know, sexist or whatever. I think it's what you take is that. Not all the time, but sometimes it's always subjective.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's always. I should say sometimes it's subjective.
Sometimes it's always. Yeah. Or maybe it's a...
Sometimes always, sometimes. But
maybe.
But yeah, like, you know, but...
I get why he's leaving, and that's fair enough. But I just think Bucks is now fucked because he's lost his best player in Beams. Well, second best player to Pendlebury. Maybe third to Swan.
Well, it all started, you know, when they shafted Mick Malthouse.
Shafted. That word. Very sexual word.
Shafted.
Shafted.
Shaft.
Shaft.
Right up the shaft.
I actually cringe when I hear that. Like, right up the shaft.
His reverb was right up the shaft.
Refurb the Furby right up the shaft.
Refurbed.
Refurbed. Furby refurbished. Instead of reloaded. Oh, man. But seriously, Furbies. That shit is cray. But speaking of...
Please, I will suspend you if you say that word again.
Refurbed.
No.
Anyways.
That C word that you said.
I didn't say the C word. I never said the C word.
No, I don't want to repeat it. C-R-A-Y.
I can't spell.
C-R-A-Y.
I can't spell.
Well, I'm
joking. I'm joking.
But if you say that word, like intentionally again, you're just suspended.
Shit's cry.
That's a that is misconduct. Misconduct. It's negligent. It's negligent.
That's more than points, mate. You're getting weeks.
Negligent high contact. You have been suspended, and you're not winning the RJGN Best and Fairest Award. That leaves just one person. You beauty.
Mate, I am seriously having the worst like vision today. I just okay for viewers who didn't know.
You literally.
I jumped out of my chair because not only on my phone before as well, and my laptop both on about 70%. Now, for some reason, I'm only seeing the sevens. So I'm like 7%. Oh, fuck, 7%. And I got up and I saw the laptop. I'm like, oh, my God, we're screwed.
On the director's commentary, and as you can see, Adrian just jumped up out of his chair, did a double backflip into a, what do you call it?
In an alley.
I don't know, something. also, what I was going to say. But yeah.
Banter.
good banter.
Good banter.
But that's like our sub-description. Good banter.
Good banter. Furby, good banter.
Subjective, good banter.
But seriously... If we can bring a Furby in one day, I will.
That can be like the third voice.
Fuck Raj.
That can be the guest.
We've been talking about getting in Raj. Like, we still have to get the special guest in, by the way.
I know, we always say that, but then again,
we're on break
by
now.
By now we should be on like episode 8.
By now we should be like end of season 1.
We should be on the highlight reel of season 1, but just been too lazy. Yeah, we can't.
I've got a call right now. Do you want me to answer it online?
Online, I mean, if you want, but you can't. Is
no one will hear.
You can if you want.
Nah.
Just if you don't, okay, fine. Let's move on.
Sorry, Benson, I can't pick up your phone. If you're listening to this, you're calling at 507. I'm sorry, I can't pick up the phone. Please leave a message after the tone.
That's the voicemail.
Beep.
I should say my message tone. I don't know if you've ever left me a message like on voicemail.
Your message tone is the creepiest fucking thing
Have you heard it? I'm like trying to do an accent.
Yeah, that was you.
Just move that away because it's picking up on the thing.
Oh, is it? Sorry.
Yeah, but it's me trying to do an accent, and I think when people call me, like James, have called me a couple of times and left a message. I think when they've called me, they've been like, "What the fuck's going on here?" Like I'm some other person. Like that's my natural
language.
Well,
because when you do it, I can hear it, and I thought it was a simulation thing. You know those soundboards. I thought it was a soundboard. So basically, he's like, "Hello, my name is Jamie." It's like, "Do it."
It's like, "Hello, you've called Jamie. I can't get to the phone right now." Or something like that.
Yeah, it's something.
That's a bit Americanized, but
like it sounds like one of those like auto tone things. Let's call your number. I'm calling your number now. Don't you pick up? I'm putting you on speaker.
Okay.
All right. I feel bad now. I didn't pick up Benson's call, but I can still call you.
Like, when you heard it, did you laugh?
I was creeped out. Yeah. And then I laughed. Yeah.
I've heard like three people tell me it's funny, so I left it. I didn't know if it was a bit weird or not. But
those three people are your family, all right? Yeah. They're just being
three
nice.
People were me.
All right, let's call you. All right. Yeah, okay.
Get some little bit of intermission music.
Tell me if
music.
You can pick this up.
We got it clearly.
Awesome.
And just
Adrian's. Why isn't he picking up?
Calling my phone right now. Might ring for a while, so we'll just quickly intermission music.
We should have callers
still
now.
Still going. I think that's about it.
We can do this.
9th or 10th. Yeah, we should. 9th or 10th ring. The phone is still ringing.
You have the longest fucking ring.
We're just waiting for a pickup, but that's not happening yet.
Well, pick up the fucking phone.
Nothing's happening.
Wait.
Here we go.
You are fucking retarded.
that was almost Russian.
It sounds like an automated soundboard, those ones. It's like, hello, my name is Jamie.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
It does, a little bit.
It's like when I call, if you call my work, I'm not calling my work because then they'll pick up. But when
well, like, where are you?
But like, why aren't you fucking working? But no.
Every time I listen to that, I feel like I should change it because, like, in case like there's a serious phone call that I get or something.
You mean when women call?
they never call me. But like when the uni calls or when like I get a serious phone call, it's just like, what's going on here?
Hey there.
It's like hello, and they'll think like I'm from another country.
I cannot get to the phone right now.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good reenactment.
But, like it's. It's kind of like I got creeped out because I thought it was a soundboard. First, I thought it was an Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard, and then I was like, "No, it doesn't sound like Arnie. Like, what is it?" And then like I saw, called you again, and you didn't pick up. And then I was like, "Okay, what the fuck is this?" And then I was kind of creeped out because I was like, "I thought I called the wrong number the first time because at that time I hadn't saved your number because this is when we first like, you know, started dating." And
yeah,
sorry, I got back into the fan fiction.
We haven't. It's not official on Facebook yet, so
what's that? our facial.
Yeah. The relationship status.
The J-Drin. But come on, let's be honest. We made a name that makes us sound like we're a couple.
Yeah. That's massive bromance. Yeah, that's not a bad call.
Bromance.
But should I leave that voice message? Or should I get rid of it?
I think it's comedic in the fact that who will be ringing your phone? Let's go through the people who would be ringing your phone. All right. So
the uni?
Yep. Fucking no one.
That's it. A couple of people.
Obviously not Adrian.
No, exactly. That's the only reason why I change it is because I get like a serious phone call.
It's so funny though, because like when you talk about how you don't call people, I didn't believe you. But I remember though, now I'm kind of like looking back at the times I've called you and you're in your room or something. And I'm like, okay, he's home. He's not busy.
Yeah.
Or you're on public transport.
Yeah.
Your voice is completely different. Even when we talk normally outside the podcast. On the podcast, you're like, hey, man, how are you going? How are you going? Like, it's great. The minute I fucking talk to you outside of these four walls, it's like I called you. And I remember calling you and you said, sorry, my phone's on the thing again. I called you and you're just like, hello. I'm like, and we were just texting, a bit of banter back and forth. This is when we're like having a joke.
It should have been podcast banter, but yeah.
Yeah, we were joking about shit. And then we're texting. It's funny shit. So I'm like, you know what? I'll call him. Let's talk. It'll be nice to talk to him for a bit. And you're like, hello. And I'm like, yeah, hey, man, how you going? You're like, yeah, what do you want? And I'm like, I'm just calling to say hello, man. And so what do you think we should do about the podcast? Should we do a video thing? Oh, I don't know. Oh, well, maybe we should. Maybe. I don't know, man. Like, it's up to you. Whatever you want. And I'm like, but what about this? And you're like, no, whatever you want, man. Whatever.
See, just sometimes I just don't want to talk to you.
I get that. So, but it's every fucking time we leave. Even when we leave these four walls, like, he talks about me treating him like shit, not talking to him or not replying.
I never say that.
At least I talk to you. Whereas when, like, you go outside these, like, four walls.
Fuck, we should have called that the podcast name, Four Walls. It like six times in a
four
minute.
Four Walls.
Sounds like an ABC. Documentary.
Dragon's Den or some shit.
That sounds like a documentary. Four walls.
We get outside and you're like, even when we're talking, like we'll talk after a podcast. I'm like, what do you think of the podcast? Yeah, it was all right. Oh, cool. So what are you going to do? I'll probably just edit it. Oh, cool. Yeah. Look, when are we going to put it up? I don't know. And then I'll fucking text you, be like, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I really like this part, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, the fuck? Like, but then there'll be times where you text me one word, like today. You're like, what about 3:30, mate? What about 4? Like,
why bother beating around the bush? Just be decisive and get to the point.
Beat. So yeah. It just sounded like you said beat a lot.
Yeah, just get
beat around
just
the bush. Just get to the point. Beat around the bush.
No need to talk shit.
Yeah.
Except for on the podcast.
That's so true. But this guy, like, even when, I mean, we're subpar. Like, we're subpar on the podcast. We're not hilarious.
That's being generous.
We're subpar.
I think we laugh more than what the listener is.
Our best convos we've ever had, two minutes before the podcast.
Was episode 2.
No, it's episode 2 and 2 minutes before every podcast.
Definitely. Like, 2 minutes before the podcast, we're just like, we talk about stuff and we're laughing. We're piercing ourselves. We need to go to the toilet and change our pants. That's how funny it is. And then we're like, we should just shut up. Just stop talking. And we turn the mics on and it's just like monotone, not funny.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So I'm just trying to make accentuate that. But it's good stuff. What else? You've been talking...
Just don't do that because it sounds like it's forced.
What else? So
what was the thing we were going to talk about?
You know what I did though on the weekend? I saw the new movie by Zach Braff, Wish I Was Here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm going to take the next 10 minutes to claim everything. So, firstly, Wish I Was Here is a movie that he got backed on Kickstarter. And it was a bit of fun. And we you basically back it on Kickstarter and everything. And sorry, my phone's going off. So, it's just like, it's putting me off. So, we're on Kickstarter and you raise the money. And he's like, oh, I want $3 million, whatever, $2 million to raise to get this film off the ground. So everyone, and you get like rewards. So I think I gave like $275 or something, and I get a signed poster and like all that and like all that jazz. Anyways, I finally
kickstarted my birthday. You didn't even give me $5.
Your $5 Kickstarter birthday.
Still waiting for that birthday to get kickstarted.
At Macca's. And we went to it was a year process, maybe a year and a half process, and I finally got to see it after all that time. It was a beautiful movie. I highly recommend it. And I tweeted after it like. Zach to Zach Braff, like, not thinking he's going to reply. This movie, like, you know, don't know how much it means to, like, see it after a year of, like, watching all the behind the scenes and learning about all this stuff. And then he favorites my tweet. And I was like, what the fuck?
So can you get him on the podcast?
I will try.
Because you're essentially best friends now.
Essentially best mates.
You should ask him what his rate is for podcasts, if we can kickstart his move to the podcast.
God. It's funny.
So it'll be a pretty interesting conversation.
Because it's funny, because again, another claim. I told you this was going to be a claim like 10 minutes. But I've been like in contact with Bill Lawrence, the director of Scrubs. I think I've talked to you about this before. Since I was like 16. That sounds like really creepy, but like we'd tweet back and forth. Like, you know, fuck off. But like, he was a really like good bloke, because he knew I was interested in music, film, and all the sorts of things. He kind of like retweet my stuff and everything, like, and he's an official account and everything. And on my birthday, like 2 years ago, he got Zach Braff to wish me a happy birthday. And so it was a beautiful thing. So I was like, oh, cool. Like, that's the only time he'll ever contact me. So then when I got favorited by that, I was like, oh, fuck, this is a big deal. The next day, I tweeted him about the poster, like what poster will be signed and blah, blah, blah. Like, not that he's going to reply, but hopefully someone who's a fan of his will be like, oi, this is what's happening. He direct messages me on Twitter, and I've got it on here if you want to see. It's so cool. And like, he messaged me like just nothing big. Like, he just says no. Like, he pretty much says no. The poster is in the works. We'll be shipping soon.
Oh, excellent. So I reckon we should follow them both on Twitter.
Follow them both on Twitter.
And then see if we can get them on the show.
I'll try my best.
I don't think that's an unrealistic goal. They're only like really big.
Yeah.
Celebrities.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. No, I get you, man. My girlfriend keeps trying to call. So, but let's just firstly.
Take the hint by now.
Hey?
Take the hint by now.
Take the hint that she's trying to call. But no, so it's 5:17, so Rums, I'm sorry, I'm not picking up the phone. We are doing the podcast. I tried to tell you that. Hope that you understand that I'm recording at the moment. We'll be done in 9 minutes.
Something like that. Or 23 when you've got to go and fill the parking meter.
Yep, pretty much. that's what I'm hoping to leave out in 9 minutes.
Yeah, well.
No, but it's a really good film, dude. So like, you should really check it out. It's a really good film.
What's it about?
It's about like a guy in his 30s who's wanting to chase his dream as an actor, but he's got a family, and he's always chased his dream of that. And he gets payments like only for obviously when he works, and he's just not getting work at the moment.
Is his work acting?
Yeah, like his work is acting, and like
he does extra and stuff.
Like extras and commercials and shit.
So it's kind of like Joey.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Literally that kind of character. But like, it's kind of the sad version of it. And like, his wife's Kate Hudson in it. And she's works at like a data wrangling place or whatever, Excel spreadsheet place. And she's
two completely different jobs.
Yeah, well, because she puts the money, food on raises the money and puts the food on the table for the kids. And anyways, long story short, like, Mandy Patinkin plays his dad. And basically, he gets an illness, and he can't pay for the kids, because he'd been paying for the kids' Jewish school tuition, which is like, they go to a really expensive Jewish school, and he can't afford it, and they can't afford it. And he goes, well, now it's time you should quit acting. And he just doesn't quit. And it's about the trials and tribulations he goes through to keep chasing his dream and not give up and not get a grocery job or whatever, get one that gets some money together. So it's really emotional, really, really emotional. And who else is in? Josh Gad? Is that his name?
I don't know.
And then I
don't know who that is.
Ashley Green and Anna Kendrick was supposed to be in it instead of Ashley Green, but Ashley Green trumped because Anna Kendrick couldn't make the shoot days. So, fun fact. it was a really good film, though. Definitely Adrian's recommendation of the week. So
it's a J-June watch list.
Hadrian, watch list. Wish I was here. Great film. Great film.
Bet you wish you weren't here right now.
Yeah, pretty much. I wish I was on the phone. I
can do this podcast on my own, so fuck off.
Yeah, I get you.
I don't know. We're on the home stretch now.
On the home stretch, which is good.
I'm trying to think if there's anything we haven't talked about that we were sort of going to talk about.
Well, the next thing I was thinking is that as it's grand final weekend and... Some people go, like, I'm going to grand final.
Before we talk about that,
yeah, sure.
We never really gave our tips.
Oh.
So I reckon, I'd probably say Sydney by 2 goals, I reckon.
Yeah, I said Sydney by 30.
Yeah, no, maybe probably 3 or 4 girls.
Yeah. I mean, 20 to 30. I shouldn't have said 30, 40, but 20, 30 for me, I think. Yeah. Sydney by. If they win by 40 or something, and you're just like, Adrian.
It's not often that, like, it's a real big blowout.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of grand finals have been pretty good.
Yeah.
If you think about it. But, I mean, I just feel like Sydney are just going to trump them. But anyways, so what do you do grand final weekend? Like, I'm going to the grand final myself. Got really good seats. But, like, I go to the grand final every year. We try to go to the grand final every year since probably... I've been going since 2008, unfortunately.
When yeah, John lost no, by. I think I got offered tickets, but I can't justify
going
spending that much.
Yeah.
I could probably get some really cheap via the MCC, but I just can't...
Justify. If it's not your team... Just
going with...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't like both teams. Like, I mean, if it was a
poor... Don't get me wrong, it's a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
And if given... If
someone gave you free tickets,
yeah, I'd probably go, but yeah.
I mean, I was really hoping Port made it because then I would genuinely be supporting a team in the grand final. But now I'm just going for the spectacle and, yeah. You know, Ed Sheeran.
Do you reckon there's going to be like only like 90 there?
Why?
Because all the crowds in the finals have been so low. They've been like 68, 78.
Yeah, I mean, Geelong Hawthorn qualifying final was terrible. Yeah. Geelong North Melbourne was terrible.
It was still pretty loud, but I just...
I think it'll be 100,000.
Yeah?
Because Geelong Hawthorn Grand Final in 2008 got 101,000 people. Yeah, now, that's different because there's two Victorian sides, but...
They didn't fuck the rules up like they have.
Yeah. Like, the for like, people will be there. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like... I know it sounds silly, but the entertainment brings a lot of people sometimes.
But
like,
think about this.
I know people who are just going to see
They even like reduced the prices or kept the prices the same for the finals.
Yeah.
And they still only got like 78 there.
That's why grand finals expensive, but I got to understand now all corporates are going because corporates have now given up spending the money going to prelims and everything because they can realize that they can save that money for a grand final.
Yeah.
And what better way to celebrate an end of year or whatever than a grand final day for your corporate?
Yeah, although I don't know if I'd want to sit in a corporate box watching that.
Oh, no, but my point is that's what people... Like, everyone knows prelims is the supporters' grand final and the grand final is for general spectators.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's unfortunate, but that's how it goes. And, but yeah, other than that, I mean, I don't know what to do after the... I'm going to be talking trades, and then the minute trade season's over, like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Well, no, it doesn't really stop, like... It's going to probably stop for about 2 months, and it's going to go up again because it pretty much, I think free agency almost pretty much starts as soon as grand final day is over.
Pretty sure it's like October 2.
It'll start on like October 2. We'll have free agency or trade week. Then we'll have like the 15,000 drafts that there are. And then it'll be end of the year. We'll come back. It'll be pre-season. Although it is starting a bit later because of the World Cup.
Cricket.
Which I'm pretty pumped for.
And... It's weird. And then cricket's delayed because of the Asian Cup for the soccer. Everything. Yeah. But and then, like, everyone's complaining, like, it's like a war between soccer fans and AFL fans at the moment because Qatar looks like it might not happen, 2022, the World Cup for the soccer.
Banjo might, though.
Who?
Banjo.
Oh, Qatar. Okay. All right.
Banjo 2044.
All right. That was beyond terrible. I'm gonna sack you for that one. but Qatar, yeah. Qatar 2022. Looks like it might not happen because of the heat.
Yeah, Australia have a chance.
And then Australia now have a chance because everyone knows it was rigged. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
Even FIFA, if it admitted
allegedly.
Much. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Right. Look, FIFA's not coming after us.
We're not safe. No, but we're safe. Allegedly. It was
allegedly.
Rigged.
Allegedly. Fuck off, FIFA. Allegedly. And then we get sued.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I did not say that.
Adrian did.
But I think... apparently we only got like one vote though.
Yeah, because of bullshit. Like... Think about it. They bought all their votes, man. Like, we're the only country that can do it at last minute notice. Like, we have no preparation.
But we don't really need any preparation. Think about all the stadiums we've got.
That's what
they're all pretty much world class.
We don't need preparation.
It's the thing. It's like the one thing that we're set up for that they could say having it there tomorrow and we could have it.
There's a bit of banter between it because the AFL are like, but what are we going to do?
No, I'm pretty sure they said they would.
They would move aside for it.
They would move aside for it. Yeah. But why wouldn't you?
But think about it. There's so many places you could still hold games at.
When do they? Do they have it in the summer? Or winter?
It'd be winter.
Wouldn't it be the halfway through the AFL season?
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that'd be awkward.
It'd be, they do like...
Well, I suppose it's only 3 weeks. They could probably have a 3-week break with buys.
Well, there was a rumour saying that... Because they're not, in Australia, they probably have it on the East Coast mostly, that you move most, maybe move most games to Subiaco.
Yeah, but you could not have it at the MCG.
Yeah, but you can. You have to. Like, there's going to be a time where you have to. Yeah. Like, I mean, there was a time where, even in NAB Cup, everyone's like, Geelong can't, only ones allowed to hold it. Geelong's like, nah, fuck it. North Melbourne and Bulldogs can host games here if you want. Because they know that they don't have their own ground.
Yeah.
And Etihad was taken for the cricket. So they're like, why don't you just hold the NAB games? Yeah. Whatever. Like, they don't care because... And I think that's what the MCG is going to get to, because they realise that, fuck, we're going to get a couple $1 billion, like, to get this shit. Yeah. We might as well, like, palm like, it off. And then Subi get... And then Subi and, like, Adelaide get big games because... And, like, shit like that. Like,
well, yeah, Adelaide Oval is going to be... It's going to hold a lot of people soon. Yeah. The redevelopment's going on there.
It's already 50,000 at Adelaide. Yeah. So...
And what was it? Stadium up in Queensland. Oh, and Perth as well.
And Geelong's getting more seats too. So, like, there's every chance that it'll just go to regional towns.
Yeah.
And the major cities like Sydney and Melbourne, maybe even Adelaide and Brisbane will hold the World Cup games. I don't see Perth holding the game. Oh, no, Subi holds a few, fair few.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they're upgrading that as well.
Oh, fuck. All
which
right.
Could
well,
be done by 2022.
Yeah, but let's not get ahead of ourselves for that. But we're currently just hit the 1 hour mark, which is pretty good for us.
Yeah. That's good to set a low standard for ourselves.
Good set a low standard, but what do you think? We wrap it up today?
Probably. I think we'll be back next week, or will we?
Indefinitely.
Indefinitely. Undecided.
Undecided.
TBC.
Look, I want to say that it has been a brilliant time here, but no, I'm not quitting. But no, what I'm trying to get at is that...
Announcing retirement after 5 games.
Look, I want to get this off the ground, man. Like, I really do. So, I believe that we come in next week.
At the moment,
game face
at
is
the
on.
Moment, it's underground.
Yeah, underground.
We haven't quite reached...
We've got to get off the ground.
We haven't quite reached
book
the ground
book it in next
yet.
Week. Let's book it in next week, all right?
Yeah, we'll
same place, same time. Let's do it. And I think we can do this. I really do.
Hopefully, we can get to, like, 3 episodes in a row. We haven't done that yet.
It'll happen, the three-peat.
We haven't done a hat-trick. Yeah, no, we haven't done
it's
a hat-trick.
It's like getting 3 flags in a row. It's just not possible sometimes.
We'll set up a dynasty.
Yeah. All right, that's cool. Well, it's been really good chatting with you guys. Well, you know, chatting with us and then you listening. Cool. But
how about you shut up? I've got to do the outro. No.
Oh, yeah, true. It's yours.
No, we're just saying you can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher.
I love that no one's using Stitcher.
Well, you've got to keep your options open.
Yeah, I really want people to get on Stitcher. I mean, you're on iTunes and that's great, but get us voted on like Stitcher and then get us more popular. And then, you know, who knows what will come from it. And then we'll get t-shirts.
Yeah, I really want to get t-shirts.
I want to get t-shirts. We're doing that.
Just by wearing a t-shirt, even if they don't know what it is, they'll be like, that's weird. And then they'll look it up.
Look it up and then find the JDream podcast and we're in.
You know, they'll probably still dislike it, but at least we got a high listen for that episode.
12 listens.
Better than 11.
Triple our normal intake. Oh, awesome. Oh, well, it's been good fun today. What do you think, Jamie? You want to send this one home?
I think just before we go, I think we need sort of an outro saying. Like a jingle that like leads us out.
You're listening to K-Rock Footy.
We'll see it. Like that. But
yeah, but shout out to K-Rock Footy.
Yeah. Please sponsor us.
Please sponsor
us. No, but like we need something like that. Like J-Dream out or like... That'd be a terrible one.
Yeah.
But something.
That was
awkward.
It was awkward.
What do you think?
You've been listening to... All right, let's do like, we've been Jadrian and you're welcome.
We've been Jadrian, we'll stay Jadrian and we'll be back next week. Because like, we've been Jadrian, but we still are Jadrian.
We're Jadrian, we're never breaking up. See ya.
We're Jadrian. No. He's Adrian. I'm Jamie.
And we are Jadrian.
And together we are Jadrian.
Good night. Let's do that. All right.
All right.
3, 2, 1. You started off.
He's Jadrian.
No. This is why we do this before we start.
That was terrible. Right. That was terrible.
I'm Adrian.
No. He's Adrian.
For fuck's sake.
He's Adrian.
And he's Jamie.
And together we're Jadrian.
Cheers.
No, wait. Together we're Jay, and then you say Adrian.
Fuck this. We're Jadrian. Good night.
Ciao.